think that a lot more prep needs to go into stewarding the night. And so the way I think that we really begin to steward the dream realm is we do that actively just before we go to bed.
Oh, that's smart.
And we really need to take greater authority, especially with our children. So if our children are having nightmares, night terrors, almost traumatized and afraid to go to bed, this is a good opportunity for parents to understand their authority and teaching their children about their authority. But it's not just something that you pray occasionally or in negative dark seasons. You pray it every single night. And what happens is it forms a jurisdiction for heaven. Mm-hmm. And the enemy can't cross those lines. You see it over and over and over again. People that have been tormented with horrible dreams, it shifts almost immediately. But sometimes, if not immediately, within 2 to 3 days, they will have cleaned up the dreamscape and God will begin speaking to them.
You know, if there's anything in the world that any godly person wants, it is to hear God speak. And that is something that we have to press into. It's something that we got to get better and better and better at. And here at the end of this year, 2025, we are looking at the reality of God speaking to us through dreams. Hello, everybody. Troy Brewer here. Guys, I want to welcome you to episode number 106. It is December the 31st here in the year of our Lord, 2025. It's the last day of the year. And guys, we got to finish well. And today, I'm going to tell you that during this time of transition, at a time where we say, okay, all right, we're all changing from this to that, there's a godly posture and a godly way, man, that you have to do that. And I'm going to be helping you through that here today. Also, guys, we're going to be talking about episode 4 of The Counter that dropped last night. And wow, everyone that we show, I always think, yep, that's the best one. That's got to be the best one right there. And I want to know what you guys think about it. And then also, I've got some absolutely wild God-sized ministry updates that you got to hear. Plus, we're going to be doing a review of the year. I'm going to be going over stats that you helped me, all of us here in the Open Door Army, which we're going to be making a big deal out of that next year. There's the Open Door Tribe, and then there's the Open Door Army. And you'll see. Also, I'm going to be announcing some things that we're going to be changing in the month of January, and including a new podcast I'm going to be doing in January that you're going to want to be a part of. And there's all kinds of craziness. Guys, welcome. As I want to bless you in Jesus' name. Can you believe it? Can you guys believe that we made it all the way through this year? Absolutely incredible. It was not an easy year, but it was a blessed year. Mm-hmm. It sure was. Joining me is my good friend, Miss Shay Wilbur.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Happy final day of the year.
Yep. Getting ready for my big fast tonight.
Yes, starts so does sundown. It start tonight?
Yeah, it starts at sundown tonight.
I was wondering because we brought
thinking,
lunch today.
So I know.
I was like, this is our last time.
No, exactly right. I will fire anybody that brings food to me for
which
the next 10 days.
Which scares me because remember last time you fasted? The first day I literally was so excited to bring you in lunch. And that's happened twice when you've been on a fast and I was the one to bring you food.
It's okay.
So I'm sorry.
It actually is a confirmation to me that I'm supposed to be on a fast.
Yeah.
When food comes, because it comes to you. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Both of those instances.
What you heard
sorry, Lord.
Was my billions of fat cells crying out. And you came to my aid,
I'm very grateful, but
I will not complain or whine or be sad when I'm on a fast. I mean, it's my privilege.
Yeah.
It's a privilege. It's not something I have to do. It's something I've been invited into.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, as the tip of the spear, I have to do things.
Yeah.
And that's been a big grown-up lesson for me. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be sad that you're the only person that does this because you're
that's
the only
good.
One who can. Whether you're a mama or you're a daddy or you're a grandpa or you're a pastor of a church or, you know, you're somebody who rescues kids all over the world.
Yeah.
There are certain things. And if Jesus is going to invite me into a special time with him, I'm not going to miss that.
Yeah. It's a mantle.
Come on.
That the Lord has blessed you with. And so I love that.
Well, we'll be talking about it a lot here over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be doing some special things concerning that. And I'll be going actually through my prayer time with you guys and sharing with you guys some insights on what I pray about and how I pray
That's
through
cool.
it and some special things that I do. I'm going to be doing some impromptu, not so much podcasts, but just getting on Facebook, getting on YouTube, getting across
that.
And just going, hey, it's day whatever of my fast.
I love
and
that.
And I'm praying about this and praying about that. I'm going through these prayer cards and you're welcome to join me on this day, you know, if you want to.
That's cool.
And then at the end of it, we'll eat and go into a coma.
That's great.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
I love
of God.
That. Yeah. I'm excited because last year, I just remember you know, we joke about it like, oh, okay, Pastor Troy's fasting. So, you know, let's pray for him in the fast. And because, you know, when you're hungry, you can get hangry. Anyone, not you in particular, just anyone in general.
No, not me.
Never. You would never get hangry.
I am the picture of self-control.
No, but this, I will say this, that last year you did great on your fast. And I felt like, I don't know, I just remember it being like a really great time. And I think we even joked like, wow, Pastor Troy, like you... It just, I felt like you had, there was a lightness that you had to you mm-hmm. that, I don't know. I just felt like God, like you had a lot of breakthrough during that time. So I have anticipation this year for what God's going to speak to you about the year. And I'm excited.
Yeah, no, it's not something. Okay. So look, if I look at it, like it's something I got to do, then that's religion and it's a burden. It's something I get to move into. The thing I'm doing is a big part of moving into it, but I get to move into something, you know, it's like, I'm going to seek God and I'm going to find him.
Yeah.
Plus I got all these crazy people that's going to be coming out to the New Beginnings Conference mm-hmm. that are fully expecting a prophetic word for the year to come.
We are, Pastor.
They're fully expecting that. So like, I got to have something. And so I'm going to like, well, haven't you already been seeking him concerning that? I want to tell you, honestly, I haven't. You know, a lot
there
of people,
has been so much.
I'm a very busy guy and I'm very engaged and I have to be in the present and I have to be in the now. And it's like, no, I know when I seek the Lord concerning the new year to come, and it's the first 10 days. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing. And so I am, however, I mean, I just in my walk with Jesus, I'm aware of things, man, that God is talking to me about this next year. Like, I can tell you this, wisdom, the spirit of wisdom being released in the year 2026 is huge. Mm-hmm. And the spirit of wisdom. And I mean, not just the attributes of wisdom or, hey, these are the... You know, we got these things, you know, man, these things are going, no, I'm talking about the spirit operating in a spirit of wisdom is a much higher operation. And I will be teaching on that. I'm probably going to be teaching on that this coming Sunday, but I'm starting a whole new series. I'm preaching every single Sunday in the year, January, which is very rare.
That's awesome.
So I've got all five Sundays and I'm calling that sermon series 26. And so awesome. I'm going to be giving prophetic little slivers of prophetic things for the year to come and how to position yourself in a way to where you do not miss the now in this great season of acceleration. But I can tell you this right now, guys, get into a spirit of wisdom. And so one of the ways that we're going to do that in the month of January, just before, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I might have to, I don't know how I'm going to do it because the end of January, I'm going to be in Uganda and I'm going to be in Qatar.
I know you leave right after.
And literally the day after the New Beginnings Conference, I'm leaving. So
for Uganda.
Yeah, for Uganda.
God. Oh my gosh.
And then I'm going to South Africa and I'm preaching down there at Dr. Andre's church. And I'm doing his conference in South Africa. And I'll be on an African trip going into the first week of February.
Wow.
But I want to start a whole new podcast where we go through all 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs.
Amen. I love that. And I told you, I love that idea. I think that's awesome.
Good. Because the spirit of wisdom is in the book of Proverbs. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not just the attributes of it, and it's not just the principles.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of wisdom,
that
we want to tap into. And that's a whole different mamba jamba. Mm-hmm. You guys will see what I'm talking about. Well, I see, man, there's people all over the planet.
Yes, Pastor.
Where all have you girls seen people from?
We have Africa, Switzerland, Ireland, Kansas, Arizona, Littlefield, Texas. We got Michigan. We got
Idaho
in town. But we have Uganda, and we have Africa also. So
we are all across the world today.
Yeah, we are. So everybody's like, man, what is this cat going to say today? I mean, we got to get on. We got to see what old Troy's going to say here at the end of the year.
No, we're excited.
I've had way too much couth in this year, and I've just decided to let it all fly today.
Actually, you have? Not,
I think I have. It's been a very good year.
Yes, it has been a great year.
It has. We're actually going to go over some of the highlights of that, but I'm going to give you guys a bit of wisdom today on when you get ready to finish anything, you need to ask yourself before you transition to the next thing, these five different things, five different character traits.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things to teach on.
I love that.
And I'm going to be sharing that today. So I want to invite everybody, guys, please be a media missionary and please help a brother out. Do you know that we're less than 300 people away from having 200,000 subscribers
on
YouTube.
Come on. Let's do it today. Let's do it today so we can go into the new year with 200,000.
Please go to our YouTube page and please subscribe and let's hit the 200,000. We want to hit 200,000 and we want to do that. And so that's 200,000 people, men, that God has trusted us to have influence over. And that also includes you. And guys, we take this very seriously, but we can't do this without you. If you don't push the button, we can't. It's just push the button. Just go there and push the button. Go to our YouTube page and please subscribe and help us get over that 200,000
mark.
And then
share it on your social media.
Yes, correct.
So say, hey, you guys got to check out my crazy friends in Burleson, Texas.
Yeah.
You're never going to believe what they're going to say, which is true.
Yep.
And again,
you guys are not going to believe all the things I'm about to tell you guys and the things that we're about to go over. So you don't want to miss a moment of this. And then on our Facebook family, just a couple of weeks ago, we hit 80,000 Facebook friends, and now it's at 85,000. We've had over 5,000 brand new Facebook friends just within the past couple of weeks. And I can remember when I first hit 5,000, and I had been on for years before I hit 5,000. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, like that's crazy. And once, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but once you hit 5,000, you can't have a personal anymore. You have to move over to whatever you have to move over to the public. And I was like, what? I don't want to do no public one, you know, whatever. So anyway, also got to give a great big shout out to all my friends on X and tell you that all my friends that are with me on formerly known as Twitter, and my friends that follow me on X, man, you guys are such a joy to me. And I love the comments back and forth. And I'm on X every single day. And most of the posts on X are actually mine. Mm-hmm. And we have 19,251 followers, which is pretty crazy. I encourage you guys, if you have not yet, do you subscribe on there or do you follow?
Yeah, they just follow.
So you just follow?
Yeah.
Hey, man, please do that. And please help us. And again, it changes our algorithms. And it gets us in front of a lot more people. And then I have to say, I'm going to make Rebecca jump in on this with me in the month of January because I'm brand new to Rumble.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking at another channel on Rumble that is inviting me to be in on a huge following. A guy has millions and millions of followers. And he's actually inviting me. We're actually talking right now about me joining his platform on Rumble. But we have over 500 people on Rumble. We're brand spanking new to that. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are watching on Rumble, or if you're watching, say, on Facebook, let me just talk about Facebook. Mm-hmm. You ought to be hitting the happy hearts.
Happy hearts.
When I'm on there, and I don't know why, my team or whatever, we never built a culture of doing that. And I want to invite all my guys that help me with that. You guys that are watching all over the world that you're helping me. Man, you guys be hitting the hearts. You guys be doing that because, again, it runs us through the roof as far as getting in front of people. And that's just such a big deal because the mission that we have, the assignment that we have is so important. And I'm about to share it with you, and you're going to be blown away. So do that. But going back to my Rumble people, man, I love you guys, and I don't hardly know y'all. Everybody's like, I know, Troy, you being so daggone conservative, you must be such a huge Rumble guy. I have never been on Rumble in my life. And like, why is that? It's just because, man, I am so spread out. I have to be focused. But I promise you, me and Rebecca will get into Rumble this year.
Yeah, we are.
And we'll do some special stuff for you guys. And I love you guys, and I call you blessed. Hallelujah. So what else should I tell those guys? If you want to call us. Call
there
us.
You go.
If you want to be a part of the end of the year giving, if you're like, hey, man, I want to go out with a good night kiss and I want to bless you guys. Okay, then please do that. Please call the number. Call 877-413-0888. And I'm just now getting my report of how many new people have partnered with us. And it's astronomical. And it's a good
Amazing.
Thing because I'm just going to tell you this. We rescued an additional 908 kids this year.
It's just shocking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge number.
It's 908 kids. I live in a town of 2,444 people.
Wow.
We almost rescued half the town out of slavery this year. Mm. And I'm going to be going over those numbers and telling you, but I want to just say this to you. I wouldn't have been able to do it if you guys had not partnered with us. And the Lord used you, and you were very impactful this year. All of our new ODX family, stage one, stage two, and stage three. And even though stage one does not require any kind of financial partnership at all, I'm still so grateful for all of our stage one people because you guys give and you guys are plugged in and you guys are a part. And I just want to say thank you for that. And then our new stage two, our new stage three, and all of our new Lifetime people. You know, we've had over I think 85 new stage three people join us just in the past couple of months. And like, okay, that's a really big deal. It's a really big deal if you consider for every 1,000 kids, it costs millions of dollars to rescue them, to get them the medical attention that they need, to work their court cases, which is so expensive because we got to make sure that these jokers go to prison. And we do that in all the different nations that we're involved in. And I wouldn't have been able to rescue 1,000 more kids this year had you not partnered with me. And I just want to say, way to go, man. Thank you for not just saying, yeah, that's too bad, but actually becoming part of the Lord's army in this thing.
Amen.
And I want to just say this to you. I'm rambling just a bit now, but it all goes together. Speaking of army, for you guys that were a part of the Flashpoint Army this last year, Brother Gene Bailey took a chance and during the Kerrville disaster, just told his entire army, the entire Flashpoint, and he literally directed them and motivated them in one night to go to troybrewer.com and to give. And we raised over $350,000. And and it was cool. During that great disaster of the Kerrville disaster, one of the most horrific things we've ever seen in the state of Texas. By the way, those are John Wayne Shaps back there behind. You see those Shaps?
That is a great
room.
Where
those
did you
Shaps,
that room at?
Yeah,
is that your house?
Yeah, that's in my house. Oh. Those Shaps belong to John Wayne, and they were in the movie Big Jake. And the people that run his studio gave me that this year because we rescued a whole bunch of kids in their area where that studio is. And they gave me John Wayne Shaps. Mm. So cool. But anyway, I just got to say this, a big shout out for everybody that's a part of the Flashpoint Army. You guys helped raise over $350,000 just from the Flashpoint Army.
Wow.
And all of that money, 100% of that, went all the way down to Kerrville, Texas. And more than that, we spent over $500,000 this year in helping the victims, the victimized families, I should say, that was in the Kerrville family, that was in the Kerrville area during that horrendous flooding. We actually, you know, guys, we helped pay for funerals. We paid for people's funerals. And we spent over $500,000 just in Kerrville, Texas this year because you guys jumped in. You guys be sure and be watching all that, okay?
Yeah.
Because you guys jumped in and you said, not on my watch, this matters, and you guys trusted us. Mm-hmm. And $350,000 of the over $500,000 we spent down there actually came from Gene Bailey and came from the Flashpoint Army, and I've got to say a great big thank you.
Amen. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. We need to lift up all of these partnering ministries, and we need to lift each other up and not be in competition together. I've met Gene Bailey personally. I've had dinner with him. He is one of the coolest dudes ever, and I've never had another ministry step out and do that for me until that happened this year.
Wow. Jesus.
It was craziness. I've been on so many television networks. I've raised millions of dollars for other television networks. I have never had them go on their network, use their time and say, go to Troy Brewer's website and give right now.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Well, you know,
and I was so grateful.
It's awesome. And it speaks to what we do because God has positioned us and you and how you and Pastor Lana have led us really as a tip of the spear. So there's a catastrophe and our teams were there. We had the team. We immediately mobilized. Pastor Chris took truckloads down there before anyone could even gather things. Yep. We were already there. And so it was, what's awesome is it gives opportunity for those ministries to say, okay, we want to help. Who's doing the work? And we were there.
We bought every single chainsaw. Every single chainsaw that John Deere in the state of Texas had in the warehouses.
Wow.
We bought a skid steer.
Look at that. Wow.
That's crazy.
We bought a skid steer and took it down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
We bought a skid steer. And guys, we just did so much. I can't even. And again, we're not done. We're still. Now everybody's left. The news cycle has changed, but not us, man. We're still there. And we're going to be working with these people. You know, we're still, anyway, I'm about to just keep on going, but it's been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of the Lord moved and it glorified Jesus and it helped so many people. And if you're somebody say, you know what, I want to partner with you. Okay, you can. And if you want to get in on the year end giving, one of the things that you can actually do is if you want to send that snail mail, if you date it today, it'll still go on your taxes. If you need help with your taxes, and I don't know anybody that doesn't need help with their taxes, if you mail that into P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas, 76097, if you do that, be sure and date it today. Get it in the mail today so that you can use that for your taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we actually have a ministry date before, I don't know.
Yeah, before, we got Germany that just tuned in. So I wanted to say a
Germany.
Shout out to Christian.
Who,
Christian Fulling 9626 saying hello 26? All the way from Germany.
I know that we have Uganda, we have Ireland, which Pastor Gary.
We got
sorry
Switzerland.
About that, Pastor.
It's okay.
Switzerland is in the house. Uganda is in the house.
And Germany.
There's a whole bunch in Germany is here.
Thank you all
guys,
for
man, I bless
in.
You. And again,
yeah,
man,
you
don't want to miss this word. We're just talking about right now how that the Lord was glorified this year in such a great way. And even though we're just one small ministry and we're one small church and we do one, we're one podcast. We got together, guys, and we made such a big difference. I'm going to show you, we have a stats video of some amazing things that include the 908 kids that we rescued out of slavery that were literally slaves until we got involved. And I got all these stats. You guys are going to rejoice over this. If you're part of this ministry in any way, if you prayed for us, if you blessed us, if you called us, if you hit the stars, if you shared, you're a part of this great victory report. Watch this.
2025, the year of the open window, God showed up right here at Open Door Church.
Yes, we saw 87,000 people walk through our doors, 985 first-time guests, over 500 first-time salvations, 75 documented healings. That is Jesus moving amongst his people.
Well, we kicked off this year with our brand new Beginnings Breath of God conference. The prophetic was alive. God shifted destinies in a major way. People didn't just attend this conference, they encountered the living God.
We also had an incredible women's conference this year, Life Under the Rainbow. And wow, what a time we had. We had our team in from Africa, Belize, and all over the world. God moved so powerfully. Our women rose up strong, united, and anointed, just like heaven intended.
As a church, we hosted some amazing guests like Sam Childers, that's the machine gun preacher, Pastor Rod Parsley, Patricia King, Pastor Brian Bolt, Sharon Bolin was with us, Pastor Darren Stott, Pastor Brian Gibson, and many more. Friends, God moved so heavily among us that we had to launch a third service. It's our overflow service, just to leave more room for the Holy Spirit to move. And wow, did he move. We also had over 200 baptisms this year. Boom.
Our Next Gen ministry had over 400 kids at VBS. Faith, fun, and fire everywhere. 137 kids gave their lives to Jesus for the first time. Their eternity was changed forever thanks to the Spirit of God moving and the hard work of our incredible team here. We love them so much. Our student ministry saw 18 salvations, 81 baptisms, and added 108 new students. Our young adults saw 78 salvations. God is raising up a generation that is truly unashamed and unafraid. Our women's ministry had an unforgettable year with all of their incredible events full of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural, and heaven catching earth.
And don't forget the men. Every single week, faithful, hungry, and growing in the Word of God, our men's ministry took it to the next level this year. Our benevolence ministry gave away over $175,000, three different cars, and we served 267 families this year. Our call center actually fielded 28,000 calls, including 17,000 calls for prayer. At the prayer tent alone, we saw 876 prayer cards, 42 confirmed healings, and 22 answered prayers.
We also welcome some incredible new leaders to our team. Pastor Chris Lee, our pastor of disaster and our overseer of the food bank. Pastor Frankie, who has helped shape our young adults ministry into what it is today. And Pastor Michael Cheney, who has stepped up and to lead our men's ministry. Thank you all for stepping into what God is doing in this house.
Now, outside the four walls, teams from the house visited over 10 nations. Look at that list. That's you being the hands and feet of King Jesus all over the world. Right here in our own backyard, Our food bank gave out over 2.9 million pounds of food, feeding over 71,000 people, and it doesn't end there. Our homeless outreach fed over 2,000 people this year. Our prison ministry also had an incredible year, because when the gospel enters a prison, no wall is strong enough to keep the power of God from setting those captives free, and that's exactly what happened.
Globally, we sowed over $1 million into missions. Praise God. Now let's talk about Spark Worldwide. Oh my goodness, it was an incredible year. Over $1 million given locally and globally. We celebrated our 1,049th water well, plus 60 more. Clean water, living water, kingdom impact.
And over at Troy Brewer Ministries, our fight to end human trafficking did anything but slow down. We opened up 374 legal cases against human traffickers this year that had been arrested. Boom. Guys, we don't just rescue kids. We do what we can do to put those responsible away forever. All together, across all of our ministries, friends, we rescued 908 children this year alone. Praise King Jesus. This includes victims saved from sexual trafficking, human trafficking, babies saved from abortions, and orphans that would have been left behind had we not stepped up to say, not on our watch. Not only did my beautiful bride, Dr. Leanna Brewer, give away her kidney this last year, but she launched her brand new show, She Shepherd, on ODX.TV. Powerful interviews, you need to go check them out. She also released two books, Raining Words and Life Under the Rainbow.
Well, my amazing husband also released two books this year, Numbers That Prophesy and the third edition of Numbers That Preach.
Yes, I did. Thank you for that. Now with President Trump back in the office, borders closed, our mission to train nations to rescue has grown stronger than ever. I had the opportunity to speak to the Mexican Congress. I also spoke to lawmakers on Capitol Hill and even was hosted by a Homeland Security team who was blown away by everything we do. We also launched our biggest TV show ever, The Counter. And that's with Tony Merkel, Alan DiDio, Darren Stott, Joseph Z, and of course, our own pastor, Brian Schwartz. And I was there as well. And this year, our social media absolutely exploded. We had 6.8 million views, nearly 2 million people reached, and over 44,000 new YouTube subscribers. And we even hit 23 million views as a brand new mile marker on our YouTube channel.
2025 was amazing. What you just saw is the faithfulness of God moving through a willing family, and every bit of it happened because of your yes.
So we're celebrating the victories behind us, and we're leaning forward because heaven has more in store, and guys, we're all just so ready for it. If this is what God did this year, just wait. The best is still yet to come.
Outstanding. Awesome. Okay.
Great
you know,
job.
It's so funny. When you start actually listing out what all we do, it's like, what?
You need 6 minutes to do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Or
and,
more, right?
And or more. And I'm telling you right now, that was incredible. Way to go. Way to go,
wow.
Team.
Awesome.
Way to go. Yeah,
so
it was
cool.
It was crazy. I think that just like the ongoing expense of all that we do, If I just didn't know Jesus, and if I didn't know that there were people hooking up with us all over the world, I'd be really scared. Because and I'm not scared. I'm confident, but I'm just like,
how are we doing it, guys?
Yeah, I don't know, man. And if you guys are happy about that, and if you guys think that that is phenomenal, put some applause at the bottom. Just go ahead and type it up on whatever it is that you're watching
hands.
On. Yeah, if you guys know how to do the little clappy hands, if you guys know how to do that, and all of that is to the glory of King Jesus. All of that is, and so. I don't know, man. I'm very, very, very grateful for the impact.
Amen.
I want to be a part of something that matters. And I have the gift of real, and I don't have time for stuff that don't matter.
Yeah.
Correct.
You guys know that about me.
100%. 100%. I mean, I think a lot of our family, that's why people are drawn to this ministry, because that's something that you don't see, sadly, with a lot of ministries and stuff out there. I mean, maybe not a lot, but you know, I just think for me, I've grown up in ministry and in this world, and you can tell when people are truly real and truly doing the work. And look at all those applause hands that we're getting.
Yes, we have so many emojis.
Crazy. Way to go.
We're getting so many.
Thank you, Christina.
Too.
Thank you so much for that. That's awesome. For the hearts on there. Robin mm-hmm. Lee Day, you know what? Awesome. I see you every time I'm on here. You know how much I love you. And you're a good girl. And I bless you in this new year. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jennifer Shelton, thank you so much for that. Yeah, we got a little screen over here that we can actually see comments on here. I'm looking at people that's watching on Facebook and looking at people that are watching on YouTube. And I mean, it's all on here.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool. Yeah, look
fun
at that, man.
We got Stephanie. I'm proud to be part of Open Door Ministry. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to work and the privilege of helping this wonderful, powerful ministry. We love
that's
you, Stephanie.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
Well, yes, we will continue to feel the effects of that for years and years to come we're doing new stuff all the time and as we're just killing it. So stay tuned. And I also want to say this one more time. If you're like, yeah, you know what? I need to partner with you guys. I need to be a part of that. I want to be a bigger part of that. You can call the number on the screen and you can do that. There's still hours left in the year 2025.
Yes.
And you can also go to troybrewer.com and you can give there. Or you can also, if you want to snail mail in, I've got a snail mail for you. And it's this right there. And that's what I use, a snail mail, because I'm an old guy. And that's what I like. I'm going to move on here because we still have so many more things to talk about. And I want to talk about, but let's just do this. We are finishing up the new year right tonight.
Yeah.
And Pastor Greg Locke is going to be with us at Open Door tonight.
Wow.
Here he comes. I'm
excited. Here he comes. Watch out.
Loaded for bear. And we love Pastor Greg, and he's going to be with us here tonight. And it's his debut behind the pulpit here at Open Door Church.
That's awesome.
And it's a great way, man, to finish up the year. Come out. He's going to be sharing the stage with me, and I'm also joining the praise and worship team tonight at some point. So that'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
So we're all going to get together, and we're going to have a good time. Encourage you guys to come out 7 p.m. tonight, and off we go. If you live in some other part of the world, of course, you can join us online. Mm-hmm. We'll have it up across all of our social media feeds and at odx.tv.
Awesome.
Anything you want to say about any of that?
No, I'm excited to hear your word for today on the Pulse because, you know, you said that you were going to be talking about finishing well, and that's such a big thing for me that that is important, that has been important consistently in my life, is how you end one season really determines how you walk into the next.
Wow.
And it's important.
I want to tell you, and it's important, you know, you girls work with me, you girls love me, y'all are part of my immediate team. Mm-hmm. I'm around you girls every single day.
Yeah.
And it's important that you learn about yourself so that you can clearly communicate that to anybody else. I'll tell y'all right now, and I'll tell anybody who's watching, anything I think that is not finished begins to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I do not have anxiety about anything concerning visionary. I'm so comfortable being a visionary. I'm so comfortable with rolling the dice and taking a chance.
Yeah.
But anything that lingers and anything that is not finished, I start to go, huh. And I start to worry about it because it's one thing, man, to be a visionary and be way out ahead of everybody, which I am, and I do that. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing to be involved in the weeds and to make sure that it's done right and that it's finished right. Yeah. And that requires a finesse of partnering with the Holy Spirit that's completely different than being a visionary.
Yeah.
And I have to operate in both sides of my brain.
Yeah.
And you do that very well, by the way.
Do
you're actually a lot like me, Shay.
It's not easy, but I'm the same way that I get. It's easy to be the visionary and the idea person, but it's like God has to bring you the support to help with the doing of all the things.
It's a lot of hard work for a lot of people to step out into unknown territory without a support, without an amen corner, without all the things. That's not hard for me.
Yeah. That's fun for me. That's exciting to me.
I like that.
That's fun.
What is difficult though is building all the structures and the teams and making sure things finish the way that they're supposed to finish. Good. Because Jesus is not just the Alpha. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
And things have to, in order for there to be kingdom legacy of impact that is long lasting after you move in and after you move out, has to do with how you finish.
That's good.
And, it's so good.
And it's just so real. And there can be a lot of collateral damage if you don't finish well.
That's so true. I think people get excited sometimes about moving on to new things. It's like the whole grass is greener or whatever. But how it really matters how you finish one season, how you honor the season that you're in, whether it's a great season or whether it's a really tough season. It's so important. And that's something that I have learned in my own life to not, because sometimes you also want to jump ship in the middle of a tough season. That's very easy to want to do when something is tough. Okay, the season's over. Let's prematurely jump to the next one. Mm. And it's like, no, God is teaching you something there.
No, I'm not finished.
Yeah. Unless he's changed your assignment.
And so faithfulness is not just about your ability to jump out and be brave.
Yeah.
Faithfulness is about the ability to stay in it all the way through. I mean, that's what faithfulness is all about. And I mean, like we just... And again, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm telling you, I actually believe this and I actually live this life. And you girls know this. This on Christmas Day, when I went out to the homeless outreach on Christmas Day, it was my 39th year in a row to be out there on Christmas Day. That was my 39th time. I haven't missed a single Christmas in 39 years. And it's like, why? That's because insane. I'm not done yet. When I'm done, and then I want to tell you this, I'm so weird. I will hang in and hang in and hang in, and when God gives me the green light to move, I have the gift of goodbye. And I can literally walk away and never look back.
Yep.
No matter what I put into it, no matter how many years I put into it, I have the gift of goodbye. And the gift of goodbye is a very important thing to have. Like, you can get nostalgic, and you can start hanging on to stuff that does not matter. And it will mess up absolutely everything.
Wow.
And so the gift of goodbye is very important if it's in obedience to the timing of the season of the Lord concerning your assignment. Mm. And if you're not done, then you're not done.
Then you're not done.
A lot of moms will stop raising their kids when they're 14 because they need a close friend.
Wow. Yeah.
And they'll become their kid's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm your girl. I'm your... No, your assignment is not over yet. You do not do that. You do not do. But I need that out of my own emotional support. Well, honey, it's not about you.
It's not about you.
You have an assignment to raise your kids. That's and good. You screw it up in the last part of their teenage years. The collateral damage of that is going to be horrendous because you don't know how to finish your assignment.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I see it. I see it a lot. You and I were having this talk. Yeah. We're talking about you got married young. Mm-hmm. You got married young. I got married young. And while everybody is like, you're not supposed to do that, I thank God that I did.
Same.
I mean, I praise God that I did. Because most people make such bad choices in their late teens and their early 20s that they spend their entire 30s trying to undo all the hell and the divorces they went through and the terrible mistakes and the bottles they reached for because of their depression and their pain or their pills or the different relationships or whatever it was. And they don't start getting their act together until their 40s or 50s. And the problem with that is they raised kids during all that time.
Yeah.
And I see it. I've been a pastor for 30 years now, and I see it over and over and over. I go, look at what the Lord saved me from, because I've known better people than me that were train wrecks in their 20s, and then they spent their entire 30s trying to unwrap that mess off of their life. And that's not you, and that's not you, and that's not me, because of the grace of the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
And I praise God for that.
And because you're a pastor. We're like, we needed to stay in line, but I'm very grateful.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you for helping us. Mm-hmm. Well, helping me, so I could say that.
Well, you're very teachable.
We've remained. And look at us now.
We've remained. Mm-hmm. So here we are, you know, we're still in. So you have to have, again, I have a huge value for visionary. Okay. I love creative visionary. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's very attractive. It's very attractive to a lot of people.
Yes.
But they don't actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it unless they have the money. They don't do it unless they have the approval. Oh. They don't do it unless there is a clear route presented to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that guy. I don't need that.
Well, that's why there's not any other ministry that I've known or seen that does what we do.
Correct.
Because you have to be that wild. Like, you have kind of reckless abandon with your faith.
I do.
And that's, it doesn't make sense.
I just love Jesus so much. And if I'm not doing something for Jesus, to me, everything's pointless.
Yeah.
And I'm I am not the, hey, just sit on the couch and chill kind of guy, which I can chill, but I have to be intentional about it. If I intentionally go, okay, this is my chill time. Oh, believe me, I chill.
Yeah.
I'll sit in my SpongeBob's and watch wrestling for the whole afternoon. Yeah, I'll just be worthless. But even that to be very intentional for me. Has to be incredibly intentional for me. But now that I've said the whole visionary thing, you know, and starting something and getting out there and going, no, this can be done. I'm going to run as far as I can. I'm going to put a flag in the ground and scream Jesus.
Yeah.
I have to. I'm not going to do that if I'm not convinced I can finish well there. The motivation to run out there is a part of that is, no, I'm going to finish this. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is, I'm going to tell you guys this, all of you church leaders out there, the people that were willing to go with you into the visionary place will not be the people that will be willing to hang with you in the finishing place. Those are two different groups of people. That's good. And that is a painful process to go through.
Yeah. But it's one, it's important to understand.
It's important
because I think, and that's where the gift of goodbye comes in, which I actually saw some comments. I think it was Sarah Spencer that said, I'm praying for the gift of goodbye as I navigate the new year. What do I need to say goodbye to in 2025?
So good.
And so I think before we leave, we should pray over people for sure. But it's important to realize that and to also be okay with the fact that like, hey, these relationships were intentional for a season. And God is, don't be holding on to, if God's trying to remove those relationships or individuals from your circle, don't hold on to that if God's trying to remove them. Because it's going to hurt
hard.
You.
And you guys know this about me. I am an extremely relational person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to share everything with everybody around me. I am not jealous of anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not. I just don't even have, I don't have jealousy within me. And the reason why I don't is because I have a different supernatural sense of being competitive, and it's not against other people. I have this competitive thing, well, how far can I personally go? Mm-hmm. And that comes from, it first was rooted in issues of I was bound and determined to make people love me. I was bound and determined I would get people's approval.
Yeah,
I was bound and determined, and those were not healthy places. But the Lord redeemed it. He redeemed it, and he made me a self-competitive person of whatever I think my limit is, I bet you I can go way past that. So what I know is I need people with me in that, and I also know I can take people with me, and I love that. So I'm extremely relational. Now that I've said that, if you are incredibly and extremely relational, many times you actually lack discernment. You will actually lack the discernment that you need to of other people because you think you can take everybody with you,
but
you actually cannot take everybody with you. You just can't because you can't make them go. It's just like, man, you can't make anybody love you that's not going to love you. I promise you. And that is a good conclusion to come to. And it took me a very long time to come to that conclusion of I just can't make, there's certain people I'm bound and determined, I will make these people, I will win them over. And I'm a little bit arrogant in that I think once anybody gets to know me, they'll love me. I can win anybody over. And I'm actually convinced of that. And what I've learned is, no, I can't. And it's not my responsibility to make that work, to make their system work, to make their life work, and to make them happy with me. That is not my responsibility. And so when I get to the point to where I say, okay, I'm going to have to walk away from this. I'm going to have to change the dynamics of the relationship. I'm going to, for the betterment of my team, for the betterment of everybody, I've got to go into a new thing. I have this thing that God gives me that I call the gift of goodbye.
Correct.
And it truly is goodbye.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I've cried all I'm going to cry. I've done all I'm going to do, and I'm not going to lose any more sleep over it. The Lord is with me, and I'm moving on.
I think, didn't you say something about being, there's a word that you said, because you've handled that very well, and being with you in ministry, I could testify that you've handled that very well. And we're learning that there is a seat, but there is another word that you said, that they could be your friend and you love them, but you always, there's a saying that you say that you cannot all... What is the word? It's on the tip of my tongue, but you talk about like you could love on them, but then they don't have full access. There's something you always you preached about that. And I love how you are because you still love them. You still take care of them. You help them, but they don't have full access like before.
Yeah. Some people, since it's not reciprocal,
but there was another word you preached. I'm I'm going to think about it
since,
right now.
Since when there comes to a lot of situations in life and in ministry that you go, okay, I've invested so much into this, mm-hmm. I have to hang on to it. And no, you don't. No, you don't. Because like, okay, well, I have invested in this. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm bound and determined to make this thing work. And the Lord is telling you, okay, you actually need to move on. And you need to go on because this isn't going to be reciprocal. That Correct. Means it's no longer on you to make it work. And if I see that it has become toxic and not only to me, but also to my team, what I, and if it is not reciprocal in any way, what's real is they can be an outreach recipient to me. I can give to them as far as an outreach, but that doesn't make them part of my team.
Correct.
And when those people insist on being your team, but actually, they just want something. They just need something from you. That makes them an outreach recipient. So that's somebody I can bless, but it's not somebody I can partner with.
That's the word partner. You said people you could partner and people that you cannot partner.
You
went really deep on that this year.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you handled that very, very well.
Thank you.
And but now we could learn that too.
And you can't partner with people all the time.
Correct.
And you think you can from decade to decade or from level to level. You think I can partner with this person because you love them, you know, and because they're good, you know, you want them on your shelf of assets of close friends, and you want them, and it's like, but actually, they get a lot out of this, and I can't think of one thing I get out of this anymore.
Wow,
and they're not good for the rest of the team. So actually, if I want to bless them, I need to move them from a category of partnership to a category of just blessing.
Amen.
And not let them in on the partnership level because they're not bringing anything to the table anymore. And then here's the deal. If the only way I can bless them is for them to put their feet on me, I need to operate in the gift of goodbye.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it needs to be reciprocal.
Correct.
And those they're are gonna difficult be things.
I think all this sums it up, Pastor. I'm just literally just seeing like process. Like you went through a big process in 2025 to get to where God, you have to go through the process. You have to go through the crushing. You have to go through the,
you don't
to be able to
it.
Get to the breakthrough. Yeah. And I'm just seeing process. And that's part of the process is there's people that you're going to be able to partner with and you still bless them. You love them. You still, you from far away, but there's people that you will be able to partner in, but through the process and the crushing, you'll see the breakthrough and to get to where you're going.
A lot of those people that, okay, I move them. If you move somebody in your category of however it is that you live, and if you're like, okay, the Spirit of the Lord is calling me to this, these people are not willing to go. They don't see me as that. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let me go into that. I'm never going to have their approval. I'm certainly never going to have their help. I'm not going to have their agreement. Okay, I need to move them from this place of their partners and their leaders with me to a place where I'm just going to be willing to bless them because I love them. But let me tell you what the problem is with that. Many of those people, if you move them and if you say, no, this is not us doing this, because you don't like that and it's not you and there's always tension, there's always something. If I just decide I'm just going to be a massive blessing to them, a lot of those people are like, you haven't blessed me enough.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And their hands are out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like, oh, well, thanks for that. And they have no idea what a sacrifice that was for you to bless. And then you're
like, how much you did to hold on to that.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, well, you probably still owe me something else or what?
No.
See, that is a spirit is what that is. And you can try and figure out the psychology of that if you want to, or you can just obey the Lord and say, God, give me a grace to walk away from this and walk into the thing that you have for me. And you, at some point you have to grow up, and you have to be willing to do that. And it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's really tough.
Yeah.
That's, I think, one of the hardest things about being a leader of a team is knowing that moment and having to make those decisions. Because especially if you're relational, because there are some people that aren't relational and they're like, they're very like, okay, you know, but you know, we're also in ministry. And so there's the ministry and being able to identify, okay, this is a ministry. This is a person I'm supposed to minister to, like an assignment. This person is my assignment for a season. Mm-hmm. And then knowing when that season comes to an end.
But like Ecclesiastic 3:1 says to everything, there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
this is exactly
I love
right.
what you said. Jay.
Yeah.
So I want to pray for everybody to have the gift of goodbye in the places where the Lord has closed the door and you still have your foot in that door and you're bound and determined to keep that door open. Mm. You have no idea the hell that'll come through that door that Jesus is trying to close. And
yeah, I was just saying, there's also something that someone told me this year that really stuck with me about this is because I, a lot of times, will hang on to the person or to the relationship because I feel bad. I don't know what they will do or what, whatever. Like, I have all these things in my head, but really I don't know what God has already, I could be stopping God's blessing because God has already gone before. If God wants a season to end, if someone to be removed from your circle and move somewhere else, by keeping them in, you're holding them back from a blessing. And you're basically playing God, saying like, well, was God not good enough to prepare the way for them as well?
Wow.
And so I think that's a good thing to remind yourself too.
Yeah. So this is the difference between the front end of the visionary, because at the front end of the visionary, you say, I am bound and determined this is going to happen. And there's a certain way it's going to happen.
Right.
And that's how you operate in faith. On the back end of finishing, you're not holding on to it's not like that. It's different. Mm. And there's a lot of cleanup and there is a lot of ebb and flow of working in the power of the Holy Spirit. And like, I just need to make sure that this thing glorifies the Lord.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean that you had the bound and determination of these are the people involved. This is what's going to happen. This is how awesome it's going to be. It's not like that on the finishing end of things. Wow. And as you get ready to move into the next phase, you will have to say, okay, man, that was then. This is now. And even though I'm bound and determined to have, because I know everything in the kingdom is relational before it's functional, that is before it's functional. And then there becomes a place where there are some relational things that will keep it from being functional. But that is the latter end of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not the front end of it.
There's so much wisdom. Like, it's just understanding this is wisdom that I really and truly feel like every person needs to grasp for their own life. Because if you don't get it.
Well, I wasn't planning on going this route.
I know.
This is good.
But it's so good.
So look, I'll talk to you two girls right now. I'll talk to you girls personally about y'all. Okay? Not really. So John Arroyo, who has been a pastor here for the past several years, he has just left us to go pursue something amazingly kingdom for an amazing opportunity that God gave him. That was incredible. And immediately, because he's such a big part of who we are, everybody looks at me and like, is Troy mad over that? Troy is not mad over that. I know John, and I love John. And we were a part of a very important transitional part of his life where I had an assignment for him, and he had an assignment to me. Mm. And the brother is so faithful. He fulfilled his duty. It's not, I say it, it's not the Bloods and the Crips where everybody has to be exactly the same year after year after year. That is religion, and that is a structure that religious circles build.
Correct.
And it's the devil.
Yeah, it's like cultish, really.
It's totally the devil. You know, this last year, I left several big television ministry things, and like, I'm going to try something different. I do not feel the grace for me to be a part of this thing anymore. It's causing a lot of problems for me. There's drama going on and all this stuff, and it's causing problems for me. And everybody's wanting me to play a part for them. Every group you can imagine. I'm like, I am not doing that. I am focused. I know what my job is. I know who I am, and I'm not going to be a part. And then people immediately decide you're not their friends if you're not going to play the role they want you to play. Mm-hmm. So I walked away from a lot of things television-wise this year. Okay. When I did that, and when I walked away with that, that was with the full understanding of I have spent 9 years involved in that. There was a ton of money involved in it. And when I said goodbye, I meant it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That was then. This is now. No hard feelings. No reason to slander anybody.
No
personal things of that's what they get, or it's not any of those things, because really it was a big chance for us to do that. And like, really scary.
Correct.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Really stepping out in faith.
Really had to be humble in that. And a lot of the networks, you know, there's three different networks that I've been involved with that I'm not involved with anymore. Immediately I was contacted by nefarious people who come in the name of Jesus, who just want to slander those people. Wow. I'm like, those are my friends. Why would I slander them?
Correct. Yeah.
Why would I do that? Well, because you obviously don't agree. No, what I'm saying is I got to do something different now.
Yeah.
And I do that all the time. And that's where I'm at, as opposed to you. You're still doing the same thing that you were doing 30 years ago.
Yep.
And that is not me. And so it's just important to understand that that's how that works. And you don't have to be ugly in the process and you don't have to take it personal.
And I just want to say, in our case, I think that's part of why it's really cool to see our numbers of what the Lord has done this year.
Amen.
And I'm excited to even see more of, like, I mean, we may not say things publicly, but even the financial side, because stepping back from a lot of the TV stuff, and we have really gone full force into our online stuff, into our YouTube family with the counter and launching it. And so the success of that means so much to us, because it truly is us. It has been us stepping out in faith and saying, hey, we're going to see like what we can build here. What we can do, we can in the meantime hopefully save a lot of money, but we also are trusting that the support and the people were going to come alongside us, which it really seems that people have in a major way. So it's really cool. It's definitely something to be celebrated.
And I love what you built, Peer Pastor, the culture. I remember one staff meeting you said, we don't all have to agree on the same thing, but we all have to be willing to work together. If we could put that same motto out there with all the multi-ministries, then we would all be working together. And I've never heard anybody say, and it shifted the perspective of me and her, we're like, just say we don't agree with something, we could still work together. We could be cool.
Yeah.
But everybody, that's when it turns into a religious spirit, what you're talking about. But I love that you've planted that here and we're able, like, hey, it's okay if I think different. We need to work together. Yeah. Imagine if we take that motto out there to all the ministries, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
There's something, well, I actually like, everybody says they like diversity and they're full of baloney. They don't like diversity. They're like, okay, I don't mind everybody being a different race as long as everybody thinks like me and acts like me. Well, that's not diversity.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is not diversity. It does not bother me at all that everybody has different ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
When it bothers me is when you say it's God.
Mm. That bothers
that
me too.
Yeah.
That is like, no, that's not God. That's God blessing you, even though you're still a butthead. Okay. Yeah. And that's what that is. It's like, that is not God. Mm-hmm. And it's the same exact way with me. I'm a very autonomous leader. And like when I give people a row, I expect them to look at it and go, does Troy like this? Is this what Troy and Leanna were doing before I came on here? And how can I take this to another level? Because that's what they brought me on here for. But then if you don't do everything the way I would do it, I'm not going to get all over you.
Right.
I mean, I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that? Because we got to work together. Like, because then you're not a good leader. I just showed you the numbers of what I led last year.
Praise God.
And a lot of people's leadership level is how well they control everybody. That is not my, that's not how I measure leadership. That's not. I am a results guy and I'm doing this for King Jesus. And at the end of the day, you're not going to answer to King Jesus for this ministry. You're not going to answer to King Jesus for this ministry. Yeah. Troy Brewer is going to stand before Jesus. I'm going to say, Lord, please be happy with all I did because I did all that I could do. And I know that. Okay. Well, I also expect my team to know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I never have to pull out the, I'm the boss card.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I mean, since you guys have been here, how many times have I pulled out the, I'm the boss and you have to listen to me? Have I done that?
I can't think of a time. No.
Really? I mean, I'm sure I have.
I'm trying to think.
There's bound to be some place where I go, nope, guys, I want to do this or whatever. But even that, we get together and I'm not being ugly or being the boss. No, guys, I really need to do this. And then you guys go, okay. Yep.
But I can also think of just as many times and probably more where we're like, hey, we think we should do A, B, C, D because this and that. And you say, okay. I mean, many times with a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah.
And so you really are not that.
Because if I don't do that, I'm teaching you guys how to not think.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you're going to get in trouble if you guys think and if you grow. Who wants to pay a team of people that, okay, you tell me everything to do and how to do it and I will do it.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no, I'm not paying anybody for that. If I have to tell you what to do, you're going to pay me.
Yeah.
That's totally. Really,
yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, there you go. And so, you know, Jerry just came in here and Jerry's sitting over there off camera. Okay, the ranch. Oh my God. He has been so successful at Redemption Ranch this year. I mean, it's crazy. And then what we're about to tap into with all these other ranches wanting to partner with us, and they're going to send us all these big time hunters. And then those big time hunters are going to fall in love with us. They're going to find out we rescue kids, and then they're going to get involved and they're going to get their businesses involved. And we're going to start sending their CEOs and their business people on all these missions trips to go visit the girls that they have, they have helped us rescue.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All of that through Jerry's hard work. Okay. I tell Jerry things to do, meaning I tell Jerry, hey, man, I want a back porch on my cabin. Hey, I want there to be a big gate. I want it to look cool. I want this. I want that. But I leave Jerry alone. Outside of the list of things he gets, he determines how he does it. And also, too, he has a rarity with me on this because I'm not like this with all my other teams. He also determines when it gets done. Because when I ask for something, by the time I know I wanted it, I actually already needed it. And so I'm always have a huge sense of urgency. But he's got so many things going on out there and so many projects. I don't hammer him on, hey, we should have got this thing done last month. If I ask him, when is that going to get done? He knows what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm really ready for that thing. Yeah. And he knows. And so why would I bug him outside of that? Mm-hmm. He's my friend. He's a pastor. He loves me. He's doing exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask for him to do. And I just think that just a lot of pastors just don't know how to work with people. And that's why they don't have teams. And yeah. I say this all the time too, you know, so like, it's so like you're a racehorse. You're not a Shetland pony. You're a
racehorse.
I don't
know what that means, but I just assume that means that I go. So I like yeah, to do things.
You go. When you came on board here, you already came with a knowledge and with a wisdom and with a professionalism that is big. You came with the attributes of a racehorse, okay? I'm growing you up into big ministry that's already here, but you were already grown up whenever you got here. You already had it whenever we brought you here. Okay, here's the deal. That Jerry Sellers was like that. Jerry Sellers was already the senior pastor of the only mega church in Johnson County at the time.
Wow.
There was one mega church in Johnson County, Texas, one, and Jerry Sellers was the senior pastor of it. Okay. If I was to go like Pauline, Pauline is also a racehorse.
Yeah.
Pastor Pauline. She already had a very successful music career before she got here, and she was already, she was already the bomb before she got here. And we could go on. Okay. The deal is everybody wants to have racehorses that get stuff done around them. But nobody wants to put up with racehorses. Like, you got to understand racehorses.
Yeah.
And you got to understand them. And you got to be able to go, okay, either I'm the racehorse and everybody else is Shetland ponies, or I'm cool with being the main racehorse in the midst of a bunch of other racehorses.
Yeah.
And I like the latter is what I like.
Well, that takes a lot of discernment because you can't. Like, I have to know my place within this ministry as well.
Yeah, you do.
And so we all have, so it's not competing. Like, there's none of that. Like, Pastor Jerry, the same thing. It's like, we know God has called us here. And so I'm not here to take from you and to climb up your ladder so I can get a little ahead of you and then bye. Like, we have to know our place too. So there has to be discernment in that.
Yeah, and you've got to be able to figure out autonomous leadership. If I'm not going to lord over you, which I'm not going to lord over anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not. How spiritual authority works in the New Testament is so different than the Old Testament. In the New Testament, I don't get to decide who I'm the pastor over. You're the one that decides if I'm your pastor or not.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You're here not because I decided I will be your pastor. You're here because you decided I will be your pastor.
To your authority and leadership. Yeah.
And so I don't, all of that, is how you receive in the New Testament from next level leadership is you submit. And so, but the dude or the girl that is actually pouring into your life, if he lords over you, it actually negates spiritual authority.
Yeah.
Because now it's natural authority.
Correct.
And so I know how all that works and I operate in it. And so I'm like, okay. So, but on the other side, you have to understand, okay, look, if Troy's not going to lord over me, I can't take things for granted. I can't bring in chaos. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I have got to help. I've got to add to things. I've got to do this. I got to do that. And you guys do that very well. But none of that would happen if we didn't have a relational thing that we have, just like what we're sitting here talking at the table.
All right.
And I respect that and I love that. Mm. So I build on that. That is why you have to have the supernatural power of the gift of goodbye.
Correct.
Whenever it comes time to change things.
Yeah.
It's got to be supernatural. And you got to be willing to say yes. And That's a very difficult one for me because I'm bound and determined. If I have a good relationship with somebody, I'm bound and determined. I'm keeping this relationship until I see, no, that's no longer my assignment.
Yeah.
It's not my job to keep that relationship together. And then I'm like, okay, I'll operate in the gift of goodbye. I hope that helps somebody. I don't know.
That is. I think going into 2026, that is very good words of wisdom.
So many people
to be able to remain and maintain for what God has 2026. Because I just heard the word, there's not going to be pauses next year. You have to go. Like there won't be time to, hey, let me see how I feel. You hurt my feelings. I'm not going to do it. No. There's not going to be time for pauses next year.
That is what I'm hearing God speak. Yeah.
So as you're saying all this, people are like, what's the word for 2026? And we're like, well, this is going to get you.
I feel like the gift of goodbye. Honestly, that's what everyone's
that
going
to say. Yes, that is what you said. Well, you will be able to make it in 2026. But the words of wisdom that you
said. So there's like 30 or 40 little one sentence things I could tell you that has to do with 2026, which I haven't got into yet. I'm going to wait. But I want to tell you, I agree. The gift of goodbye. You need to be able to operate in the gift of goodbye and go, I will not let this ruin me that I have to walk away from this. I'm okay. And I'm going to go back to saying what I'm going to say. Shay, I honest to God hope that you're with me every day for the rest of your life. I really do.
Me too.
But I'm just going to tell you this. If tomorrow, if you said, look, I've got this and I talked with my husband about it and now I'm bringing this to you and I cannot lose this opportunity. I know that this is the Lord. I promise you. And you've seen me already do this. I will bless that and say, well, then let's have a party. Your time here is done. I would.
Yeah.
I promise you there's not very many pastors just like that.
No, there's not. Or, I mean, leaders of really of any kind, pastors or not pastors. Like,
correct.
No.
No, there's like you, you're not going anywhere.
No, Josh have multiple conversations of, when the Lord tells us, I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know. I mean, you're preparing us right now.
I will help you do it.
Yeah.
I will help you do it.
When you come to me,
if the day ever comes, little girl, you've been with me 10 years. If the day ever comes, little girl, and you and Josh come to me and say, Pastor Troy, we believe that our assignment with you is done to this degree, and we believe it's this. I want to tell you right now, I promise you I will bless that. And you test me on that. I hope that you never have to.
I know.
Yeah.
That's always good too.
I did it with my kids and going to church here. I told my kids from the time that they were little bitty until they were adults, when you live in my house, you will go to my church and you'll worship the way that I worship and you will think it's awesome. When you grow up and you have your own house, that is a decision that you make. You go to church in a place that works for you. If our church doesn't work for you, and that is not treason to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know very many pastors on planet Earth.
No.
And all four of my kids tested me on that.
Wow.
All four of them did. We'll see.
Because.
And one of them who lives in Glen Rose goes to First Baptist Glen Rose.
Yeah.
And she's a big time part of that. And her brother's sisters make fun of her.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to First Baptist, you don't go to our church. It's a great church.
Yeah.
And their pastor is awesome.
Well,
and it works for them.
I think it's because a lot of people in the parental position care more about the aesthetics than the true relationship that their kids have with the Lord. And so
the aesthetics,
as a parent, you say, listen, yes, I'm a pastor, but I care more about what you feel is right for your family. And let them make the decision. Whereas a lot of people would say, well, that doesn't look right. If I'm a pastor, not all my kids go here. It's like, no.
Well, who are you trying to please?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you trying to impress? Somebody who never cared about you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, operate in the gift of goodbye. Give that joker the left foot of fellowship. Say, I don't need your approval or your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say about any of that. And so, well, we're about to go behind the veil. And when we go behind the veil, for all of my partners, I'm going to give you the 5 traits of finishing well that you must have. And I'm going to share with you guys. I've been on an hour and 8 minutes with everybody across all the board. And all you guys that hang with me on ODX.TV, so many new partners, so many new people that are helping us, so many new people that helped us rescue 908 additional kids to the over 11,000 that we'd already rescued. Yeah, wow. We haven't made the big public thing yet, but I mean, we're over the 12,000 rescue kid mark now. We're over the 5,500 kids under our care mark.
So crazy. That's crazy.
That we're actually taking care of. And We don't have. Anyway, you guys are the guys that are making it happen, and I mean that. So for all my friends that are on ODX, man, you stay right where you're at. In just a minute, I'm going to go before. I want to share these things with you. But first, I want to pray for everybody.
Yes.
I want to pray over absolutely everybody as we get ready to go off into this new year.
Amen.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my friends all over the world that are watching right now. And Father God, sir, as we wrap up this year, we say, God, be glorified. And I pray, God, that you would open a door that no man can shut. And I pray, God, that you would close doors that no man can open, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, sir, that we would have the gift of goodbye to be able to say, yes, okay, that was then, this is now. And we're moving into the new thing. We're doing the new thing. I had five really good friends pass away this year. Five good friends. Five people that I was close to, including one is having their funeral right this second. And Lord God, sir, I thank you, God, for the supernatural grace, for the gift of goodbye, where I can say that was beautiful, that was wonderful, but I'm not going to be wrecked. Thank you, Lord. And I pray also, Lord God, sir, for friends and for colleagues and for situations and for networks and for different ministry gigs, God, that we put so much into that this year you said, okay, it's time now for you to move on. And God, I thank you, God, for that gift of goodbye. Mm-hmm. And I pray, God, for every single person, God, that is watching. I pray, God, that they would be able, God, to review their life, to review their walk with you and come to a real determination on did they finish well? Did they not? And if not, how can they finish it well? And God, I speak that. And I love you, Lord, and I praise you, and I thank you, Lord God. Sir, you're so good. Just so good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right, you guys help me wrap this up, and then let's go behind the veil, which is exclusive to ODX Stage 2, Stage 3, and our lifetime members.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us for our last official Pulse episode of 2025. 2026 is going to be a great year. Don't forget to join us tonight, 7 p.m. Greg Locke is going to be in the house bringing a word. Man, Pastor Greg Locke, he is a powerhouse, and he's going to be in a house of other powerhouses. It's just going to be what a great way. And Pastor Troy is going to be joining the worship team as well. So it's going to be such an awesome time tonight, guys. Do not forget to join us. Also, if you haven't watched episode 4 of The Counter, go do that right now. Actually, well, no, not until after we fully finish the polls today. But make sure you check out episode 4 of The Counter. It's all on dreams. Share it, like it, send it around, guys, and help us break. We really are praying that we break the 200,000th YouTube subscriber by tonight. So we are just a few hundred away, guys. I think we can do that if you all share this video or The Counter or both right now. So please go ahead and do that. And anything else, Rebecca?
No, nope, we're
else?
All good. We're ready.
Okay.
We're behind the veil.
All right, cool. Well, let's go behind the veil and we will leave you with this commercial that just talks a little bit more about the why behind what we do.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.